Hey everyone. Today on Obscure DOS Game Theater, I'll be demoing a perfect example of why I don't play very many console games. You just wouldn't get a game like this on a console. They wouldn't make a game like this for a console. This is the Oak Flat Nuclear Power Plant Simulator. It is a nice little shareware game. I use the term game loosely, but it's a game for DOS, basically. You have, at the top, you have some options for seeing or erasing high scores. I'm just going to press 5 to start the simulation. Stand by. Here we go. Here's the simulation. Now, there is an automatic startup command that you can use to basically run the plant on autopilot, which in practice is probably actually a pretty good idea. But I'm going to do this manually just to show you exactly what happens when you, basically all the steps involved. So let's see. I'm going to start by turning on the primary coolant pump. At the bottom you see F3 equals PCP. That's not PCP as in Angel Dust, that's PCP as in the primary coolant pump. So if you press F3, enter the new primary pump rate. You don't want to run these coolant pumps for the reactor at over about 90%, I think 88%. I'll go for 85%, that's a pretty good... I think their ideal range is something like 70 to 90%, so maybe I'll go for 80%, because you don't want to run the pumps too high, because if you make the pumps run too high, at too high a level, then the reactor will be too cold and you won't get a good reaction. Same thing, F4 is for the secondary coolant pump. I'll set that to 80% as well. And you can see on the right-hand side, see the little diagram of the pump running, see those two sort of bleeding things that... see the two things that are kind of moving? That's basically the pumps that I just turned on. So, nice DOS ASCII graphics. You wouldn't get ASCII graphics like this in a console. Consoles just don't do ASCII graphics. It's just not done. So, this is the authentic, this is real gaming. This is gaming at its finest. One thing I also want to do, if you press F7, you can bring up a prompt to enter other commands. So let's see, I'm going to turn the, I'm just going to type tower pump on. That turns on the coolant pump for the main reactor tower. And then basically all that's left, I think, is to just press F2, and that that allows you to enter a new setting for the control rods that control the speed of the reaction in the reactor core. When you're running the reactor, this probably shouldn't go too much above 20 or 25%, but when you first start up, you need a little bit of a high setting to get some heat going, get kind of a chain reaction going in the core. So I'm going to try 40 and see what happens. Okay, see how the core temperature is heating up? In the upper left, you can see the core temperature. It's already about 300 degrees, so the core is getting pretty hot. Why is it saying cooling pump tower not active? I thought I turned that on. Let me try this again. Tower pump on. There we go. Maybe it turned off automatically for some reason. Okay, the core ideally should be at about just about 700 degrees Fahrenheit. You can see in the upper left core temperature is 633 degrees, so it's heating up rapidly. I want to slow down that reaction, so I'm going to enter a control rod setting of 20 and see where that leaves us. Okay, so it's heating up a lot slower now, but I still want to close down the rods a little further, so I'll set them for 15%. And, wow, it's still heating up. Notice my converter temperature warning light at the top turned on. I'm actually overheating the converter on this plant. So let's see. I'll set the control rods for 12% then and see where that core temperature is now 700 degrees and still appears to be heating up. I think that might be because let's see. I want to try to stabilize that a little bit. I'll try 11%. See where that leaves us. There we go. And now the reactor is stabilized. See, the core temperature is staying the same. It's at exactly 700 degrees. And if you watch the other goings-on, you can see in the upper right, we're generating 2,879 megawatts of... So basically almost 3 gigawatts of electricity. That's not too shabby. One thing you do want to keep an eye on is in the lower left, see that percent out setting there? It's not a setting, it's a rating. Basically, you want that percent out to be pretty much as close to 100% as you can get it. If it's, you can actually go over 100%, but if you do that, you're going to start overloading your plant, and you're going to start getting damage to the coolant pumps and all the other structures in your plant are going to start getting damage. See at the bottom, the second item from the right, percent damage, that's at zero. You want to keep that at zero. If you start allowing your components to overheat or overload, then you'll start accumulating damage and you'll need to bring down the reactor for repairs. So yeah, keep percent out close to 100%, but try to keep it from going above 100%. 96%, yeah, that's not too bad. It could be a little higher. It could be like 98, 99, but I think I'll leave it there for now. So let's see. Everything else is looking pretty good. Notice I have the control rods only 11% out. And, oh, now the reactor is cooling down a little bit. So I'm going to pull out the rods just a little bit more. I'm going to try 12% control rod setting. See, now the reactor is heating up. It's not quite stable. Go back down to 11. You know what? Let me put it back up to 12, and I'm going to crank up the primary coolant pump from 80. See, it's at 80% right now. I'm going to crank it up to 84. Let's see where that leaves us. Okay, that seems like we're pretty stable now, so I'll leave it like that. Percent output is 97%. That's pretty good. Okay, oh, I am getting a little bit of damage. See, at the bottom, damage went up to 1%. I think that's the converter, because the converter is overheating a little bit. Put my control rods a little bit more. I want to keep the core temperature right about 700 degrees, which is right about where it is now. So I'm going to crank up the secondary pump as well. Let's try, I don't know, 84, 85%. Uh-oh. Core is going above 700 degrees, so it's starting to overheat a little bit. I'm going to insert the control rods to 11%. Okay, I got it. Got to kind of balance these things out a little bit. Come on. How about 14%? No, 14% is too high for the control rods. Okay, I'm going to turn up the primary pump to, there we go. Now we have fairly decent equilibrium. And percent out is what, notice in the lower left, percent output is 103%. If I keep running the plant like this long term, I'm going to accumulate more damage. I'm going to leave that for now. Really, I should be attending. You know what? I'm going to hit F7 and just enter simulator command of A. That turns on autopilot. See, automatic control initiated. So now it's going to automatically adjust these settings to try to keep the plant running at peak levels. So we'll leave that running for a while, because I wanted to show you, if you press F9, you'll cycle through a few other status screens. This basically shows you the damage assessment, which is looking pretty good. I mean, the heat exchanger and the PCS have accumulated 1% damage, otherwise they're pretty fine. This is basically showing you your performance of your plant. Total radiation exposure is really low. It's below 0.1 rads, which is pretty good. Total power generated is almost, we've almost already generated 100,000, I'm sorry, a million megawatts. So basically that's, what, a terawatt. We've had a few NRC events, but no emergencies, so that's not too bad. And here's our profit window. We've had a net loss of about $300,000, so I'm not doing that well, but see, the value of the power we've generated is $23 million and some, so, but the cost of the power generated is a little lower, so it's not quite keeping up, but we're not doing too badly here. These are radiation levels, and if you want to go back to the main control panel screen, just press F6, where you can see that the autopilot is busily trying to maximize our output without letting the reactor overheat. So there you go. That's Oak Flat Nuclear Power Plant Simulation, and this is just gaming at its finest. I mean, you couldn't get an experience like that from an Xbox or a PlayStation or something like that. This is just like, you know, this is what electronic gaming should be. This is exactly how it should go. So to cap off the video, since we've been having just way too much fun, I'm going to go ahead and enter the manual command to get us back under manual control. And pump is still running pretty well. The plant's still running pretty well under manual control, so I think we need to generate a nuclear meltdown. So I'm going to just enter the control rod setting of 100%. This is probably going to create a meltdown pretty quickly. So the core temperature is rapidly going over 1,000 degrees. There we go. Evacuate reactor core meltdown. And this is a shareware program, so it asks you to register, but I'll just bypass this because I'm just doing this as a demo. There we go. Hey, we have the all-time high output of 1 million and some megawatts. So, okay, there we go. Well, that was a fun game. See, this is just like this is such a fun game. This is way more fun than all that boring, first-person shooter stuff that people play today. I don't understand kids today and these first-person games that they play. This is just I could play this for hours, days even. Anyway, all right. Thanks for watching, folks. It's been fun. I'll see you later.